You got to offer some kind of incentives, short-term incentives and not long-term. The first thing that comes to mind is, well, give them a rent discount. And depending on the market conditions, depending on how many vacancies, if you really want to get them filled up fast, give them a free month of rent.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week. I'm your host, Mike Butler, and today's topic is going to be how to prevent nightmares with future residents by getting them filled right now before Halloween. This is a big date in my real estate business every year. But let me give you the first few, for example. All right. You want to avoid vacancies during the holiday season. Now, if you live in a town like me with four seasons and we have, you know, snow and ice in January and February, December, it can start too. You don't want to have vacancies during those months. And here's how you can learn how to fill your vacancies now with great tenants versus trying to squeeze a square peg into a round hole. So my first timeline every year is we want to get all vacancies filled before school starts. Okay. And so let's use an example of a great, perfect resident. Let's call her Aunt B. Remember Andy Griffith's show? So how'd you like to have Aunt B and Andy Taylor and Opie as your tenants? Great. We all would. So let's think about when Aunt B would move or would consider moving, okay, or avoid moving. So Opie plays a big role in that. So they're going to try to get, if they're going to move, they want to move before school starts. That's your first date on your calendar every year. Okay. So get vacancies filled before then. Next is Labor Day. And combined with that, we also look at the state fair. So if you have a state fair in your town and everybody has Labor Day in our country, that's your second date that you want to get your vacancies filled by, because as your timeline moves, progresses through the year, beginning with school starts, you heard me talk about finding great residents is like shooting ducks in a barrel. Okay. And wouldn't you rather have that barrel full of ducks than to have the barrel empty? Okay. So that's why all my leases end on March 31st, regardless of when they move in. Okay. Because the barrel is full of ducks at that time, and it's 10 times easier to find great residents at that time. The more you chew on that March 31st date, the more it'll make sense. Okay. So let's get back to our timeline here. So as these timelines move, progresses through your calendar year, the number of ducks in the barrel decreases. And when Halloween hits, that's your final deadline. When Halloween hits, how many ducks are you going to have in that barrel? How many Aunt Bees are going to really consider or move during November and December? They're going to put that off because they're getting ready for the holidays. Okay. They get ready for the holidays and they're worried about baking, decorations, all this and that. Well, guess what? The rest of the world does the same thing for the most part. So great residents would never, ever plan on moving in November and December. Yeah, you're still going to have exceptions. Okay. But when you go to shoot ducks in the barrel, there's no ducks in the barrel. And the ones that are there, it's not even cream of the crap. It's all crap 99% of the time. So here's what I want you to avoid. Never, ever lower your qualifying standards to try to put a square peg into a round hole. I'm guilty of this. When I got started, oh my gosh, I knew I didn't want to have an empty house during November, December, January, utility bills, all this and that. Wow. Plus the lost rents. So when I got started, what did I do? Okay. I lowered my qualifying standards. And guess what happened? I ended up putting somebody into one of my rental houses that I would have never approved of back at when, if I have a turnover during March 31st. So don't lower your qualifying standards. So how can you still find an Aunt B? Well, you got to make yourself better than everything else out there in the market. And here's some of the things that we have done. So you got to offer some kind of incentives, at least short-term incentives and not long-term. Okay. So the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, well, give them a rent discount. Okay. I've done that in the past. And depending on the market conditions, depending on how many vacancies or what have you, if you really want to get them filled up fast, give them a free month of rent. Okay. And then do what other big companies do. You see it on TV all the time. No rent till January. Okay. That's extreme. You're giving them November and December free. Okay. I would never do that in today's market, but rent discount. And I'll show you how you can use that here in just a minute. Now, moving on, how about a discount on the first month's rent? Okay. 50% off, maybe first 6 months. You get to choose whatever it is. I'm going to give you some ideas, smorgasbord, buffet style, and you can tweak them to fit whatever you got going on. So you can offer a short-term rent discount for the first whatever. Okay. Amenities. This is huge. This is where you can really stand above everybody else. How about an appliance bundle? Now, I'm not talking about a fridge and washer, dryer, and a stove. I'm talking about a microwave, air fryers. What are some things that today's Aunt B would love to have? Okay, maybe a pressure cooker. Everybody could use gift cards at Amazon. So this does not lock you into some kind of long-term discount. But yeah, you could do something like that and offer a special holiday bundle, Halloween special, whatever. Now, if they have kids, and you're not going to be able to market this because that would be against fair housing. But think about this. In my town, we have an amusement park called Kentucky Kingdom. And in the big supermarket, Kroger, throughout the year, they will offer a full season pass for kids or for a family or whatever for $49 or something like that. So if your new tenant, your new Aunt B, has kids, you could get them amusement park season pass. And it's like one pass. The cost of a pass is equivalent to a day at the park. So those things, and there's more. Okay. Let me flip the page here. And if it's really tough to rent, you can do some of these things. And I did this back when the last cycle we went through prior to our real estate crash and the economy crash, the foreclosure tsunami, 8, 9, 10, 11, what have you. Prior to that, it was easy to get a loan. If you could fog a mirror and breathe, they give you a loan. They had no doc loans. They had subprime mortgages. We lost a bunch of great residents due to that. Well, when it changed and they started getting foreclosed on, guess what? They come back to Papa. So here's how you can pull this off. Just pay attention to these numbers here. So let's take a Fred Flintstone example, okay? And let's say market rent for this house is $1,000. Okay, well, I would never market that as $1,000. I'm going to do like the big boys do on TV. $995. A big mental difference. Now, we live in our bubble as investors, and we understand that, but you got to think, you got to step into your tenant's shoes, your Aunt B's shoes, okay? And those folks go shopping at Aaron's Rent-A-Center. They'll pay $22 a week to rent a toaster or whatever, knife sharpener. It's crazy. But anyway, very successful companies, they sponsor NASCAR. We'll never be able to train them. They're stuck with it. That's our culture. Okay. So I would never do $1,000. I would do $995. Okay. So when things got tough, okay, why not do this? You could market that, okay, at $899 and put an asterisk in that. What's the asterisk means? Ah, the redefined print. So you could have $100 coupon, and I would actually print out coupons and say, okay, this one's good for this date. Void if late, your account's got to be current, and no lease violations. So you could use coupons and give them out 12 of them or whatever. Okay. You could also say, well, $899 is for the first 3 months. Then it goes to $995. First 6 months for coupons, first 3 months of coupon, and offer some short term rent discount, not for the entire time. And then we talked about air filters when we got to some Q&A. So that's it for today. Get your rent. Get all your vacant units rented now, okay? Get them rented now. And I need your help on these 5 hour a week podcast. If you could, go to MikeButler.com and give me a great review. Sign up for your free investor power lunches. You can get those at the link below somewhere. And then get my book, Landlording on Autopilot. It's the number one bestseller. And if you've heard of Brandon Turner with Bigger Pockets, he said it changed his life as far as rental properties. And man, he's a king on all that. He teaches the stuff now. So that's fantastic. So look forward to you on the next episode. Adios.
glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.